You've been together for years. He loves you so much. He's kind, sweet. He makes you smile and laugh. He buys you jewelry, brings you flowers for no reason. He's so wonderful, so caring. He tells you how beautiful you are and how special. He treats you so well. All of your friends are so jealous of your perfect relationship. But it's not perfect, is it? He makes love to you, sweet and gentle. In the moonlight-bathed bed you've always made love in. Safe and warm, he kisses your neck, stares into your eyes, tells you how good you feel. He holds your hand, and again, how much he loves you. He makes you come, soft and slowly. He finishes and falls asleep with you in his arms. But you stay wide awake, don't you? I know you do. And I know in those sleepless moments I'm all you can think about. Don't you dare feel guilty about it. The only thing I want you to feel is your pussy, my plaything, getting wetter and wetter as you picture how well I fuck you. Try to keep your hands off yourself when you think about what I do to you. I know you can't. How tight I yank your hair, how hard I slap your ass, how deep I sink my teeth into your flesh, how I take and use every inch of you. Do you think it feels so good because you know I don't give a fuck about you? Is that what makes you come so hard? Turns your panties into a sopping wet mess that I treat you like a cheap whore? Deep down, you know when I tell you that you were made to be used, you know I'm right. That's what keeps you coming back for more. Every week, like clockwork, when everyone you care about thinks you're volunteering, you are getting fingered by me in that dirty shithole of a bar, fucked like a whore in a bathroom stall, used like a fucking slut on the dirty carpet of the back room, bent over and wrecked on the pool table. That's when we found out you like being watched. Do you remember? You can still feel those bleary bloodshot eyes on you, can't you? The smell of sweat and stale beer in the air as I dug my nails into the flesh of your hips and pounded your cunt with as many fingers as I pleased. Savage and deep, the sounds of flesh smacking flesh only drowned out by those hard animal grunts you let out. I bet you didn't even think you were capable of making sounds like that. I know you didn't think you could come that hard. How many fingers are you pushing into your greedy little pussy picturing it? That's right. Work that cunt like the filthy slut you are. Feel that coarse felt on your tits, do you remember? Trying to regain your composure with your panties around your ankles and your wet pussy dripping down your thighs. You stayed like that. Ass red, clit swollen, bent over that pool table in full display of everyone until I told you to get the fuck out. Because we're closing. So you went home. You got into the same bed you're in now. The difference is, that time you were satisfied and spent. Unlike right now, where you're empty and frustrated. Not for much longer, though. I know you are so close to coming for me. Squeeze those eyes shut and think about the first time I let you make me come. I knew what you wanted. No. Needed. The first time you opened your whore mouth. You told me you never cheated before as I pulled you into the women's room. You were so eager, so obedient when I made you get on your knees in that stall. Think about my wet, slick pussy pushing into your mouth. That was the first time you ever had that mouth really buried in another cunt and you loved every second. My eyes locked on yours as you felt me twitch, tense, then relax again and again. That rhythmic contraction accompanied by hot, sweet fluid running down your throat. You choked on it, some dripping out of the corners of your mouth, over your chin and down to the floor. How cute. You pleaded when I pointed at it and told you to lick it up, but I could see how much it turned you on. In that instant, As your little pink tongue licked my cum off that dirty bathroom floor, I knew I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to you. We both knew you belonged to me. Did you come yet? I know you did. And it was so much better than when he fucked you, wasn't it? You feel complete now. Finally satisfied. And that's because you know what you are. You're not a sweet princess to be adored, but rather a piece of meat to be used. He will never do it like I do. Now you go to sleep, so excited, thinking about the next time you walk into that bar. You know I'll be waiting for you.